啊，我们停了好几个礼拜，今天再次接上来。
We had a break for a couple of weeks, and we continue on this week.
我们上次从历代志看到第六章的一大半。
Last time we ended around the first half of chapter 6 in 1 Chronicles.
我看到了利未人的他们当中一部分的服事。
We saw a part of the service of the Levites.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
借着利未人的服事给我们看到一切的服事是根据生命。
Through the service of the Levites, we're able to see that the foundation of all service is by life.
没有生命的不能碰服事的事。
Without life, you cannot encounter the matters of service.
一个服事的人必须是一个在神面前，在生命里头给纪念的。
One who serves before God will be remembered in life.
在旧约的里面，生命这个事实并没有很明显的给发表。
In the Old Covenant, this matter of life is not evidently displayed.
但是借着利未人的服事，确实把这一个事实来给我们打开了。
Yet through the service of the Levites, this opens up this principle to us.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
并且神让我们从利未人的服事的里头。
Through the service of the Levites,
带我们到了一个服事的高点。
It also brings us to the pinnacle of service.
这个服事的高点乃是敬拜和赞美。
And the highest point of this service is to enter into praise and worship.
敬拜和赞美不是只是在那里热闹。
Now praise and worship is not merely making a lot of noise.
敬拜和赞美可能是一点热闹的气氛都没有。
Perhaps praise and worship will have no excitement, no noise at all.
但是也不是说绝对没有。
But that is not an absolute.
但是绝对不是依靠那个热闹的气氛。
But praise and worship is not dependent upon that atmosphere of excitement and noise.
我们看到在旧约里头他们的敬拜的时候。
When we see the praise and worship that is in the Old Covenant.
是重在诗篇里边所记述的那些事实。
It is focused on the facts that is recorded in the Psalms.
一个顶明显的那个内容乃是述说神的作为。
A most evident point about that praise and worship is to express, display the work of God.
承认神的地位。
To acknowledge the position of God.
这个是非常重要的一个点。
This is a very important point.
如果没有这样的一个点。
If there is without this point.
一切的服事就成了外面的。
Then all service is just an external activity.
没有里头的那个敬拜的实意。
There is not reality of that worship within the service.
那当神在那里数点过了，或者说发表过了利未人的一般的服事以外。
Now after God has numbered the service of the Levites or the service in general.
那我们就看到一件事情。
We see one matter.
那就是关乎利未人他们所接受的产业。
That has to do with the inheritance which the Levites receive.
神一再的在律法的里边来说明。
God continues to express this throughout the law.
利未人在以色列人当中没有产业。
The fact that the Levites have no inheritance amongst the Israelites.
神说,
God says,
神要用他自己做利未人的产业。
That God himself will become the inheritance for the Levites.
包括祭司在里头。
Including the priests.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神不让他们承受属地的产业。
God does not allow for the Levites to have an earthly inheritance.
但神却没有忘记他们在地的生活。
Yet God did not neglect and forget about their earthly living.
所以没有让他们去承受那个地土。
Even though God did not allow for them to inherit the land.
但神却是让他们得着居住的或者说安居的地方。
God did make arrangement for the dwelling places for them to inhabit.
所以 在第六章的下半，我们就看到了利未人所居住的那些地点。
Therefore, we're able to see in the second half of chapter 6 the places where the Levites dwelled.
啊，当然，我们看到利未人所居住的那些地点。
Of course, when we see all these places where the Levites dwell,
我们就看到一件很明显的事情。
We're able to see something very evident.
神是他们的供应。
God is their provision.
而神让他们在地上享用安息。
God allowed for them to enjoy rest on earth.
并且还有一件事情。
And there is another matter.
是我们不能忽略的。
It's something we cannot be careless about.
利未人在以色列人的地里面所居住的地方。
The dwelling places of the Levites amongst the Israelites.
是在每一个支派的里边，他们分别了一些城和一些地是让他们居住在哪里。
In fact, dwelling places, land, places that amongst each tribe they have separated out for the Levites to live.
他们按照支派来接受分配。
According to their tribe, they have made those arrangements.
他们没有产权。
They do not have the right to the property.
但是他们却有使用权。
But they have the right to use the land.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
但是他们所有的使用权的那些地点。
The places where the Levites had the right to use those lands.
我们在那个文字的记录上面我们看得出来。
We're able to see those places by the word.
都是以色列每一个支派当中最好的地。
All in each tribe, the places of each tribe, the very best piece of land in that tribe.
这一个是我们觉得非常有意思的。
We find this very meaningful.
那是说他们虽然没有属地的丰富。
That is to say, even they do not have the earthly abundance.
但是他们却享用属地的最美。
Yet, they're able to enjoy the very best of the land.
这样的一个事实不单是在旧约的日子是如此。
Now this fact is not only in this case in the old covenant.
一直到今天，神都是这样用这样的一个安排来带领那些给他分别出来服侍的人。
Even until today, that is also the same principle which God leads and guides those who He has separated out for service.
那这是一点我们要看得很清楚的。
This is a point we must see very clearly.
比方说
For example,
犹大地的希伯伦是一个非常重要的地区。
Hebron in the place, in the tribe of Judah is very important.
但是希伯伦就是给利未人居住的地方。
Yet Hebron is a land where the Levites dwell.
示剑城也是一个很重要的地点。
Likewise, Shechem is a very important place.
但是示剑也就是利未人居住的地点。
Again, Shechem is also the place where the Levites dwell.
我们看这里所记载的那些城的名字。
When we read the names of those cities where the Levites dwell,
我们就可以看出这样的一件事情。
We're able to see this fact.
好了，我们除了领会到神在这一个安排以外，
Now aside from understanding this such arrangement by God,
我们还要注意一件事情。
We must also take note of another fact.
在上面看到那个西面的他们所承受地业的时候，我们曾经稍微提了一下。
When we looked into the inheritance of Simeon, the tribe of Simeon, we made somewhat mention of this.
西面这个支派是承受地业。
Yes, this tribe Simeon did receive inheritance.
但是实际上面，他们并没有生活在他们的地业的上面。
But in reality, they did not live in the land they inherited.
他们是分散的居住在以色列其余的那个支派的地。
They scattered and live among all the other land of the other tribes.
那为什么西面支派会有这样的 一个结果呢?
Now, why is it the tribe of Simeon would have this result?
很显然的,弟兄姊妹,你记得雅各临终的时候所宣告的那一个事实。
Very evidently, you're able to see the fact in the blessing of Jacob before he died.
因为西面和利未他们在事件城, 杀了很多人。
That is because Simeon and Levi, they have slaughtered many people in the city of Shechem.
这一件流血的事情就让这两个支派受了咒诅。
This matter of shedding blood have brought a curse upon these two tribes.
四面支派在整个进迦南的过程的里头,
the tribe of Simeon in the entire process of entering into the land of Canaan,
可以说是一再犯错。
You can say they repeatedly erred.
所以他们进了迦南以后, 这一个咒诅, 在他们身上没有改变。
Therefore, even after they entered into the land of Canaan, this curse did not change.
但是我们留意到, 雅各那个咒诅是落在两个支派的身上。
But we can take note that curse from Jacob fell on two tribes.
那对西面支派是如此。
It is that case for the tribe of Simeon.
那另外一个支派那就是利未。
The other tribe, that is Levi.
那 利未支派现在在以色列人中间那个光景又是怎样的?
Then we can take notice of the condition of the tribe of Levi amongst the Israelites now.
很显然你看到神给他们居住的地区,
brothers and sisters, very evidently you can see the arrangement of the dwelling places for the Levites
分散在十二个支派的地业的里头。
Likewise, it's scattered throughout the land of the other tribes.
但是呢,
but
you're
able to see one fact.
和西面支派完全不一样的。
It is completely different from the tribe of Simeon.
西面支派分散就是分散。
The tribe of Simeon was scattered, and the fact is they were scattered.
得不着地业就是得不着地业。
The fact is they did not gain the land as inheritance.
但是利未支派呢?
Yet for the Levites,
得不着地业这个形式没有改变。
The form, the fact that they did not receive the land as inheritance is still the same.
但是,
but
那个内容却改变了。
The content now has changed.
怎么改变呢?
How did it change?
虽然他们没有承受地业,
even though they did not inherit the land,
他们是分散在十二个支派的里头。
Likewise, they are scattered throughout the 12 tribes.
但是他们却是承受神的祝福。
Yet they have inherited the blessing of God as their inheritance.
这个就是内容上啊,转变。
That is the difference, the change in the content, the detail.
而这一个内容的转变是根据什么一回事呢?
Now then, what is the key, the turning point of the change in that detail?
不是因为亚伦做祭司。
It is not based on the fact that Aaron is the priest.
也不是因为他们在会幕里头服侍。
It's not because they serve in the tabernacle.
表面看来是这样。
On the surface, that may seem like it.
因为他们在会幕里头服侍。
Because they serve in the tabernacle.
亚伦的和他的后代都做祭司。
It is the fact that Aaron and his descendants are priests.
所以神就这样纪念他们。
Therefore, God remembered them in this way.
在表面上来是这样。
On the surface, it seems that way.
但是我们要问的,
but we must ask,
为什么他们做祭司?
Why is it that they are the priests?
为什么是他们来服侍神?
Why is it that tribe that serves God?
如果我们会问这个问题,
if we know to ask this question,
那我们就找出那个原因了。
Then we can find the reason.
因为当以色列人拜金牛犊的时候,
that is because when the Israelites worshipped the golden calf,
可以说整个13个支派的里边,
you can say in all of the 13 tribes,
只有利未支派, 当时在神的光照临到的时候, 他们
It was only the tribe of Levi, you can say, when the enlightenment of God came, that was the only tribe that stood on God's side. That is the history that is in the book of Exodus.
那一次利未人他们站在神的那一边拣选神的喜悦。
Now it was because of that event that the Levites stood on God's side and to choose to please God. God also separated them out to be a tribe of service.
那么当我们看过了利未人的他们的居所以后
Now when we did see all the dwelling place of the Levites,
我们就留意到一个问题来了
We can take note of an issue.
那接上从第七章开始
Starting with chapter 7.
那就在那里记述其余的支派的他们的光景。
There it records the condition of the other tribes.
在记述那个其余的支派的光景的里面。
When it has an account of the condition of the other tribes,
我想弟兄姊妹们你非常容易的留意得到。
I think brothers and sisters, you can take notice very easily.
包括以法莲支派在内。
Including the tribe of Ephraim,
神的这样的记述比犹大支派和利未支派的记述简单多了。
The recording of this remembrance is much more simple than the recording when God numbered Judah and Levi.
尤其是第七章以后。
Especially after chapter 7.
说整个的记述的那一个记述的每一个支派的光景的时候，它那个重点是重在他们能打仗的有多少人。
Especially after chapter 7, the focus of the recording is upon the number of able men who is able to go into war.
和他们的族长是谁。
And who their chief rulers are.
那就不像在犹大那里头，那对那个一代过一代过一代过一代是怎么样的来记录下来。
It's unlike the recording for the tribe of Judah when it records each generation and what happened during each generation.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意到这一个点的时候
，Now brothers and sisters, when you take note of this point,
你就发现了一件事情。
You discover one thing.
书典犹那个记载犹大是非常的精细。
The recording for the tribe of Judah in much detail.
记载这个利未支派也是非常的精细。
It is also the same with the recording of the tribe of Levi in much detail.
我们记得历志里头的那个特点。
We remember the special characteristic of Chronicles.
神做工的日记。
It is the daily journal of the work of God.
所以在里面所记载的事情都是以神的工作的最主要的那些内容为主题。
Therefore, all the recordings in these books are based on the theme of the most important key points of the work of God.
所以我们从历代志的里边，我们看到两条线是很明显的。
Therefore, we're able to see very two evident lines throughout Chronicles.
这两条线是并行的。
These two lines are parallel.
一条是君王的线。
One is the line of the kings.
一条是祭司的线。
One is the lineage of the priests.
或者说。
Or, in other words.
一个是国度的线。
One is the line of the kingdom.
与它平行的是侍奉的线。
In parallel to that, is the lineage of service or worship.
那国度的线以大卫的宝座为那一个中心点。
In the lineage of the kingdom, it is centered upon the throne of David.
侍奉的记载与圣殿做那个中心点。
In the lineage of the service, it is centered upon, focused upon the temple.
那所以直接和这两个线有关的那两个支派就给记述的非常的明确。
Therefore, the two tribes that have a direct relationship with these two lines, their recordings are in much more detail.
因为一个是王。
Because one is the king,
一个是祭司,
one is the priest.
这两个系统都是非常严格的要求那个生命的系统的。
And these two systems, they are, have a very strict requirement of life in these two ministries.
那所以像数点了他们以后,
after they have been numbered,
数点到其他的支派的时候,
when the other tribes are numbered,
那就比较简单了。
It is much more simple.
只是提到族长是哪些人。
It makes only mention of the chief rulers
打仗的有多少人,
and the able men that are able to go to war.
那弟兄姊妹你就注意到。
Then brothers and sisters, you can take note.
这样的一个技术
,such a recording,
是和国度的建立有关联。
Has to do with the establishment of the kingdom.
到下边我们就看到这个事情。
Later on, we'll see that fact.
然后我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那么我们看这个技术的那个次序。
Now, when we look at the order in which this recording is made,
我们很容易看到。
Very easily we'll see.
这个技术的次序既不是跟着生来的次序。
The order in which this recording is made is not by birth order.
也不是根据那个这个也不是根据这个他们本身是长那个本的，我要说清楚一点，也不是根据他们这个支派在以色列中的地位是强或者是弱的问题。
So I have to be very clear on this next point. The order in which this is recorded is also not based on the fact that particular tribe, if their condition is strong or weak amongst Israel.
人数多和是少的问题。
It is not based on the fact of their population.
完全不是根据。
It is completely not according to those.
我指一件事情，弟兄姊妹就晓得。
I point this out and you understand.
十二个支派，利未支派不算。
In the 12 tribes, aside from Levi,
我们读过四世纪。
We have read Judges.
我们很清楚地看得出有一个问题。
Very easily we'll discover this problem.
在十二个支派里边，最嚣张是哪一个支派呢？
Amongst the 12 tribes, which tribe is most proud and boastful?
那是以法莲。
That is the tribe of Ephraim.
它的确是很嚣张。
Yes, they're very boastful.
处处要出头。
They always want to be first.
处处要显明。只有他们是做领导的。
They always want to be outstanding, that they are the leader.
谁轻忽了他们，他们就要兴问罪之师。
Whoever takes them lightly, they will seek account for that.
但是你看到这里记述的时候。
But when you see this recording.
以法莲是摆在，没有摆在前头。
Ephraim was not listed first.
并且记载以法莲的时候。
And in fact, when Ephraim is mentioned.
还记载到他们中间的一些短缺。
It also records their shortcoming.
所以如果我们从第七章里边看，看到那个以法莲的这记述啊。
So when we see the recording in the book of chapter 7 about the tribe of Ephraim,
是说到他们在实际的光景里头并不那样的蒙纪念。
It speaks in their true condition, they are not remembered much.
但是很有意思。
But what is meaningful?
你看以法莲这个支派给数算的时候。
You can see as this tribe of Ephraim is numbered.
我们看到在这个支派的里边有很多优先的条件。
We can see that this tribe has a lot of good qualifications.
有什么优先的条件呢？
Now what are they?
有对的祖宗。
They have the right ancestor.
也就是说在神面前有蒙神特别纪念的祖宗。
That is, their forefather is especially remembered by God.
那是约瑟。
Of course, that is referring to Joseph.
他们也有一个对的地位。
They also have the right position.
因为他是从约瑟那一边呢，是接受了长子的祝福。
Because from the line of Joseph, they received the blessing of the firstborn.
在雅各的儿子里面，那个长子的祝福是落在约瑟支派约瑟的头上。
Upon the lineage of Jacob, the blessing of the firstborn fell to Joseph.
而以法莲是约瑟的长子。
And as far as Ephraim is concerned, he is the firstborn of Joseph.
当然他原来不是长子。
Of course, he was not the firstborn.
但是神把他提升站在长子的地位。
But God exalted him to the position of the firstborn.
所以说他有对的地位。
So he has the right position, you can say.
但是一个很明显的事实。
But one thing very evident.
以法莲支派没有对的实际。
The tribe of Ephraim did not have a correct, a right reality.
所以我们看看记载以法莲的这个支派的 那个记载。
So when we read the recording of the tribe of Ephraim here,
是记载到约书亚为止。
It ends with Joshua.
那是在二十七节。
And that is in verse 27.
那记载到约书亚就停了。
It ends with Joshua.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note.
里边呢，好多好多的记载是记载到大卫的时间为止的。
There are many recordings in the book of the Chronicles. It records to the generation of David.
但现在以法莲的记载到约书亚为止。
But here, in the recording of Ephraim, it ends with the generation of Joshua.
刚才我提到了。
I mentioned it before.
因为约书亚死了以后，那就是四世纪了嘛。
Because after Joshua died, that is the period of the judges.
世纪最嚣张的那一个支派就是以法莲嘛。
And the most boastful tribe during the period of the judges is Ephraim.
所以他们有对的祖宗，有对的地位，但是却没有对的时期。
So they had everything in their favor, a good, the right forefather, the right position, yet they did not have the right reality.
所以以法莲虽然在以色列的历史的里边来说，它是占一个很大的部分。
Therefore, even though the tribe of Ephraim, as far as the history of Israel goes, they have a major part.
我不说它是很重要的地位。
I don't say it is an important position.
我只能说它是占了很大部分。
I can only say that they take up a majority part of it.
但是他们在神的面前的光景。不单是在历代志的时候没有给好，开头的时候没有好好的给记载。
But their condition before God is not only in this period of the Chronicles, it was not well. Even from the beginning, they did not do well.
就是我们看到以后以色列分裂成了南北两国的时候。
Even as we read on, when the kingdom of Israel was divided into the northern and southern kingdom,
以法莲是为首的。
Ephraim was the head.
但是他为首。是带进一个很快就背弃神的那一种光景。
Now, even though they had the leadership role, yet that leadership role was one that took them to their quickly destruction.
所以也是没有实际的。
Likewise, there's no reality.
那好了，我们不说这些了。
Now, we won't get into all those.
我们就来看，跑到第八章那里去。
We'll go into chapter 8.
那到第八章的时候
，When we get into chapter 8，
那一开头就是述说便雅悯支派。
At the beginning, it tells us about the tribe of Benjamin。
说到便雅悯支派的时候呢
，When it speaks about the tribe of Benjamin，
又好像那个记载的内容和那个他们的谱系啊，又比较。多了一点。
It seems like the recording is again greater and in much more detail.
当然，我们可以说。
Of course, we can say.
便雅悯是给记述在最末后，因为他是小儿子。
Benjamin was recorded at the very end because he is the youngest.
但弟兄姊妹，你细细的注意呢。
But brothers and sisters, if you pay attention.
便雅悯数算到最后
，When Benjamin is number last here，
和他是小儿子没有关系
，has nothing to do with the fact that he is the youngest。
那为什么他摆在最后呢
？Now why is Benjamin placed last here？
那如果我们看得严肃一点，严格一点
，If we want to be very strict in this recording，
你要看到从便雅悯数点的时候，记载的时候，这一个记载就已经转了一个方向。
You must pay attention that in this recording of Benjamin, the focus here shifts.
怎么转了一个方向呢
？Now how did it change?
那弟兄姊妹们，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
前面那每一个支派，都说到他们能打仗的有多少人。
The previous recording speak of the fact how many able men to go to war there were.
但是说到便雅悯支派的时候
But in the tribe of Benjamin,
就不说他们有多少人可以打仗。
It did not say how many were able to go to war.
而也不是因为他们人数稀少。
It was also not the fact because they were few in number.
弟兄姊妹记得便雅悯几乎是绝种的。
Now, brothers and sisters, you might recall the fact that the tribe of Benjamin almost was destroyed.
因为在四世纪最末了的时候，你我们还记得这样的一件事。
We will still remember this event from the book of Judges.
所以便雅悯支派在人数上面来说是比较少的。
So, in the tribe of Benjamin, by number, it is less.
但是很显然你看到。
But very evidently, you see.
在记载便雅悯的时候。
When the tribe of Benjamin is recorded.
那个重点不在他们人数的多少。
The focus is not in their number.
好像是因为他是小儿子，所以在最后把他数来计数。
Perhaps it may seem like it is he is the youngest son, so he is recorded last.
都不是。
No.
你怎么知道
？How do we know?
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
便雅悯的记载。
The recording of Benjamin.
记载到一个什么地步为止
？When does it end?
突出一个什么事实？在便雅悯的记述里了。
What is the outstanding fact in this recording of the tribe of Benjamin?
扫罗做王。
It is the fact that Saul was king.
所以弟兄姊妹，你轻轻的看到这个记载已经开始转向国度的这一个线了。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you can see lightly the focus, the attention have shifted into the direction of the lineage of the king.
因为严格说起来
To be very strict,
扫罗是以色列的头一个王。
Saul was the very first king of Israel.
但是因为他是人把他轰出来的。
But Saul became king as a result of the support of men.
所以他也没有办法能承担神的那个计划里头要建立国度的这一个责任。
So Saul was not qualified to receive this responsibility in God's plan to establish the kingdom.
所以他们便雅悯支派的当中所出来的那个扫罗他做王并不长久。
Therefore, the fact that Saul from the tribe of Benjamin was king, it was not for a very long time.
也没有把国度建立起来。
Likewise, he was not able to establish the kingdom.
那这是一方面我们要留意的。
This is one aspect we have to take note of.
但是这个不是我想也不是唯一的原因。
But I believe that is also not the only reason here.
因为如果你要特别突出扫罗出来的话，那他跟国度是没有关联的，他只是一个阻挡国度的人。
Because if you want to make Saul an outstanding point in regards to the lineage of the kingdom, in fact, Saul is not one. He is in fact one who opposes, hinders the kingdom.
那既然他是一个阻挡国度的人
，Now if he is one who hinders the kingdom,
那为什么会引出？便雅悯这个支派的记载是有那么比较详尽一点呢
？Why is it then you might question that the tribe of Benjamin here in their recording is in detail？
如果我们看到国度这个事实
，Now we do see the fact of the kingdom，
我们就看到那个真相。
We will see the truth then。
那个真相不是因为扫罗是第一任。以色列的王。
The fact is, it is not because Saul was the very first king of Israel.
乃是因为便雅悯支派。
It is because the tribe of Benjamin.
他们是和大卫支派连接在一起。跟随大卫没有改变。
It is because of the fact that the tribe of Benjamin followed David.And was connected with David and did not change.
弟兄姊妹会记得南北分裂的时候。
Brothers and sisters, you remember when the northern and southern kingdom divided.
十个支派在北边。
The 10 tribes were north.
在南边的犹大只剩下两个支派。
There were only 2 tribes in the southern kingdom.
但是这两个支派
But these 2 tribes,
一个是犹大,
one is Judah,
另外一个就是便雅悯,
the other was Benjamin.
但是为什么 为什么是便雅悯呢？
But you might ask why is it Benjamin?
能找到一个很明确的那个答案。
We cannot find a very very clear answer to that.
十个支派都背叛大卫家。
All the other 10 tribes rebelled against the house of David.
那为什么便雅悯不放弃大卫家呢？
Now why is it that the tribe of Benjamin did not forsake them?
圣经里头也没有很明确的给我们一个答案。
The scriptures did not give us a very clear answer.
就是摆出一个事实，便雅悯是跟着 大卫家，没有跑到北方的那十个支派国里。
But it just places this fact for us that the house of Benjamin did not forsake the house of David and follow them there, follow them and did not go to the northern kingdom.
如果你从地理环境上面来看，
if you look at the geography,
跟犹大连在一起的就是便雅悯。
It is the tribe of Benjamin that's connected to the tribe of Judah.
你说也许因为太接近了，他们没有胆量脱离犹大。
Perhaps you say because they're so close in their proximity, they dare not depart away from Judah.
当然是可以这样想。
Of course you can think it that way.
但是除了便雅悯以外，跟犹大紧紧贴连的呢，还有其他的支派。
But aside from the tribe of Benjamin that is right next to Judah, there are other tribes that are right next to Judah.
那只有便雅悯害怕，别的不害怕吗？
Can you say that only the tribe of Benjamin was afraid to depart, that the other tribes were not?
所以这个并不能作为一个很合理的推测。
So that cannot be a very reasonable theory, a guess about their not departing.
虽然我们如果要找这些的答案的话，都是推测的成分是比较高。
Even if we were trying to find an answer why Benjamin did not forsake the Judah, it is only all by guess.
但是推测也得要有点根据。
Even if you're guessing, you have to have a foundation.
那现在就碰到这个了。
So now we encounter this.
为什么便雅悯不脱离大卫家？
Why is it Benjamin did not depart away from the house of David?
他紧紧地跟着大卫家呢？
But that they closely followed the house of David.
你说因为犹大的国都是在耶路撒冷。
Perhaps you say that the kingdom, the nation of Judah is in Jerusalem.
而耶路撒冷是在便雅悯的地界里。
And the city of Jerusalem is in the region of the land of Benjamin.
耶路撒冷不是犹大的地业。
Jerusalem is not the land of Judah.
所以犹大国的那个政治中心是在便雅悯的境界。
That the fact, the center of the power of the tribe of Judah is in Jerusalem in the land of Benjamin.
所以便雅悯就跟着犹大。
So Benjamin followed Judah.
弟兄姊妹，这个想法跟刚才所说的那个也差不了多少。
Brothers and sisters, this way of thinking is pretty close to the other way of thinking.
不过一个是比较有可能的。
But one very possible reason,
弟兄姊妹要记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember,
那是大卫跟约拿单结盟的那一件事情。
That is, with the covenant,the pact which David made with Jonathan.
而这一个可能性还比较明显。
Now that possibility is very evident.
因着大卫跟约拿单的结盟。
It is because of that covenant between David and Jonathan.
所以这两个支派好像在情分上面是更紧密一点。
It may seem that the relationship between these two tribes are more close.
特别显在大卫和米非波设的他们中间的那一段的历史。
Especially when you manifest the fact that David showed the mercy to Mephibosheth.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这个可能性是比较强一点的。
Brothers and sisters, that possibility is stronger.
但是我们不管，有多少的可能性。
Now, regardless of how possible that may be,
但是一个事实是我们是绝对不能推翻的。
But there is a fact that we cannot overturn.
那就是便雅悯支派它是紧紧的靠着犹大。
And that is, the tribe of Benjamin closely follow Judah.
那所以它便雅悯支派它是国度里头的那个主要的百姓当中的一个重要组成。
Therefore, the tribe of Benjamin makes up a great majority of the people that are in the kingdom.
那当然不是说，如果从真的是从那个国度的那个范围来看， 北方的10个支派就不在国度里。
Of course, when you look at it from that way, then the 10 tribes that are in the northern kingdom, they are not in the kingdom.
而不是这样说。
That is not the way I'm saying.
但是我们就着历史本身来说。
But when we look at history itself,
在那里表达国度的, 你只看见就是犹大跟便雅悯这两个支派。
The two tribes that represent the kingdom you can only see are Judah and Benjamin.
那所以除了犹大, 你就看到便雅悯。
Therefore, aside from the tribe of Judah, you only see Benjamin.
所以便雅悯是在历代志的那个记录, 或者说在神做工的日记的里面, 神记上便雅悯的
Therefore, in the books of the Chronicles, or in other words, in the daily journal of the work of God, the recording of the tribe of Benjamin is also likewise in more detail.
好了，现在一进到第九章，我们马上就看到一个更明显的事情了。
Now, when we enter chapter 9, we see something that is even more evident.
我们就看到那个国度的那个发展或者国度的那个描述是越来越明确了。
In other words, we're able to see then the development of the kingdom or the description of the kingdom is more and more clear.
那到了第九章的时候,
when we reach chapter 9,
弟兄姊妹看到什么呢?
What do we see, brothers and sisters?
你看到一个居住在耶路撒冷的人是哪一些?
You can see who are the people, the inhabitants of the city of Jerusalem.
那记载到居住在耶路撒冷的人,
now when it records the fact those who dwelt in Jerusalem,
那我们看看他们怎么来开始说到这一个。
We can see how the recording starts.
他说以色列人都按家谱计算, 写在以色列诸王记上，犹大人因犯罪，就被掳到巴比伦。先从巴比伦回来，住在自己地业城中的有以色列人、祭司、利未人、尼提林的首领，住在耶路撒冷的有犹大人、便雅悯人、以法莲人、马拿西人。
So all Israel was reckoned by genealogy, and behold, they were written in the book of all the kings of Israel and Judah who were carried away to Babylon for their transgression. Now the first inhabitants that dwelt in their possessions in their city were the Israelites, the priests, Levites, and the Nephilims. And in Jerusalem dwelt of the children of Judah, and of the children of Benjamin, and of the children of Ephraim and Manasseh.
弟兄们，你看他们，当他们记载的耶路撒冷。 的居民的时候,
brothers and sisters, take note when it records the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
怎么先来写上他们被掳的那个历史呢?
Why would it be that you first record the history of their captivity?
按照来说，现在还不是说在被掳以后的那个光景。
If we look at the facts, this is actually not the condition after their captivity.
现在是说，那在起初犹大建国的时候，那个耶路撒冷的那个光景。
As you follow the line of thought, actually, it should be chronologically the condition when you're establishing Jerusalem.
那这个我们很清楚地看到一件事情。
We can see that very clearly.
尽管插进了 被掳的这一段的历史,
even if you were to incorporate the history of the captivity,
但是并没有打乱神在以色列人中间的那一个安排、管理和带领。
Nevertheless, it did not disturb the guidance, the sovereignty, and the preparation of God.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
因为这里非常突出一个事实,
because here what is outstanding,
乃是神的百姓住在神的地,
is the fact that the people of God dwelled in the land of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那神的百姓当然都是包括了十二个支派。
Now, of course, all the people of God includes the 12 tribes.
但是现在在耶路撒冷里面的呢，它只是突出几个支派。
But the fact is now dwelling in Jerusalem are these few tribes.
犹大人。
The children of Judah, children of Benjamin, children of Ephraim, and Manasseh.
然后呢，上面就提到。
And then it goes on to mention
祭司,
the priests,
利未人,
the Levites,
还有尼提林,
and the Nethinims.
好，弟兄姊妹们，你可看到一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, then you can see one thing.
居住在耶路撒冷的,
those who dwelt in Jerusalem,
是一些什么人?
Who are they?
虽然居住在耶路撒冷的有各种各样的人，
even though there are many different people that dwelt in Jerusalem,
但是在神的做工的记录的里头，
but in the recording of God's work,
你看到只有这几种人，
you can only see these different types of people.
什么人呢？
Who are they?
显明神权柄的人，
they are those who manifest the authority of God.
在神面前服侍神的人。
There are those who have service before God.
啊，我们感谢主。
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这给我们看到耶路撒冷是一个怎么样的城。
This describes to us then what kind of city Jerusalem is.
它是犹大的京城。
Jerusalem is the major city of Judah.
啊，作为一个国度的京城。
It is the capital of this kingdom.
那它的内容应该是什么呢?
What ought the city be like?
啊，按照一般人来看呢,
In general, we might think,
作为一个国都啊,
to be a capital of the kingdom,
哦, 那是一定要讲荣华。
You must have speak of the majesty.
啊, 繁盛。
You must say that it's very prosperous.
很有气派。
It is very grand.
应该是这样。
That ought to be the case.
但是很稀奇。
But amazingly,
你看在神的工作的日记的里头。
You can see in the daily journal of the recording of God's work when you mention Jerusalem,
完全不接触那些问题。
Those did not come into the factor.
荣华不荣华，那个不是神眼中要看的。
Whether it's glorious or not, that is not in the sight of God.
威严不威严，这个也不是神眼中要看的。
Whether it is majestic or not, that is also not in the sight of God.
繁盛不繁盛，这个也不是神心中的意念。
Whether it's prosperous or not, that is also not in the thought of God.
那一提到耶路撒冷的时候，
When it does mention Jerusalem,
弟兄姊妹，你看到，
Brothers and sisters,
说的是什么？
You can see what it says.
底上说的，
It says there,
绝大部分，绝大部分。
A majority, a very great majority.
是祭司和利未人。
They are priests and Levites.
不单是记载那个祭司和利未人。
Not only does it record the priests and the Levites.
也特别在那里记载这些人他们在耶路撒冷干什么。
It especially also makes mention what these people are doing in Jerusalem.
那弟兄姊妹，你特别留意，你特别留意有几个地方啊。
Brothers and sisters, pay special extra attention to these few places.
那头一个你注意的。
The first place.
第十节。
Verse 10.
啊，第十一节。
Verse 11.
还有管理神殿希勒家的儿子亚撒利亚。
And Azariah, the son of Hilkiah, the ruler of the house of God.
他的谱系是怎么算?
Then it gives us the genealogy.
那这个是很明显又回给我们回头再看到那个生命的那一个系统一定要清楚。
This is also very evident to show us again that system in life has to be extremely clear.
这个是一贯给我们看到的。
We can see this throughout.
除非
Unless it does not make mention of the fact of service.
如果一提到侍奉上的事,
if it does make mention of service,
就有一个很明显的要求在那里,
there's a very clear requirement there.
生命的系统,
that is the order of life.
那这个我不再提了,
I won't mention that again.
我要弟兄姊妹注意的是什么呢?
What I want you to pay attention to, brothers and sisters,
is
the fact here is as the ruler of the house of God. That is the first word.
头一句话,
that's the first sentence here.
然后13节,
and then verse 13.
善于做神殿使用之工的,
very able men for the work of the service of the house of God.
还有十七节,
and then verse 17.
守门的,
the porters.
还有,
and then
说到 第十九节,
verse 19,
当中那里,
in the middle
都管理使用, 职工, 并守会幕的门,
in the middle of verse 19, were over the work of the service keepers of the gate of the tabernacle.
很有意思的,
very meaningful.
守会幕的门,
they were keepers of the gates of the tabernacle,
或者说守圣殿的门,
or the gates of the temple.
是哪一些人?
Who were they?
可拉的后代,
they were the descendants of Korah.
可拉的后代不单是有歌唱的人,
now, the descendants of Korah were not only the singers.
可拉的后代也是看守圣殿的门的人,
the descendants of Korah were also the keepers of the gates to the tabernacle, 你是, or the temple.
你留意到这一点的时候,
when you take note of this,
你注意好,
you can pay attention.
19节,
verse 19.
可拉的曾孙以比亚撒的孙子可利的儿子撒龙,
and Solomon, the son of Kori, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah,
和他的族弟兄可拉人,
and his brethren,
都管理使用之工并守会幕的门,
of the house of his father, the Korahites, were over the work of the service keepers of the gates of the tabernacle.
接下去弟兄姊妹就要注意,
and then pay attention, brothers and sisters.
他们的祖宗曾管理耶和华的营盘又把守营门,
and their fathers, being over the host of the Lord, were keepers of the entry.
弟兄姊妹你注意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
看门的是谁?
Who are the gatekeepers?
可拉的后代,
the descendants of Korah.
可拉是谁啊?
Who is Korah?
可拉是带头被立神的权柄的那一个立位支派的一个人。
Now Korah was the leader of those who led the tribe of Levites to rebel against God.
你说现在在神的圣殿里面看门的是他们。
Yeah, now you see here, it is the keepers of the entry of the gates to the tabernacle.
他们怎么可以开门呢?
How are they qualified to do that?
他们的祖宗被逆神的,
their forefather rebelled against God.
他们怎么可以现在去为神来开门呢?
Now how is it that the descendants can keep the entry for God?
弟兄姊妹你特别要留意一件事,
brothers and sisters, pay special attention to this.
这个在圣殿或者在会幕里头开门这一件事情,
those who are gatekeepers or watch the entry to the tabernacle,
不是像我们今天说, 这个人是看门的,
it is unlike our concept today. That person is only a doorman. They are only a doorman.
做那个门房做守卫的,
and so they are only a guard to stand watch by the door.
当然在当时守卫那个圣殿的门或者是会幕的门的,
yes, of course, even if you're a gatekeeper during those days, you still have that part of the responsibility to be like a guard for the gate.
但是这个不是为了守卫这一个地方不给入侵,
but the charge, the fact that you're a gatekeeper is not only the responsibility to be like a guard that There is no trespassing there.
弟兄姊妹，你记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
利未人围绕着会幕来安营，那他们那个任务是什么？
It is the fact that the Levites camped around the tabernacle. Therefore, what is their responsibility?
那个任务是不让人闯入会幕。
Their duty is that no one can force their entry into the tabernacle.
那为什么不让人闯入会幕呢？
Why is it the fact that they are not, do not allow for anyone to forcefully go into the tabernacle?
那是在保会那个重要的地方。
On the one hand, you can say it is to keep, protect a very important place.
但是你看深一层。
But if you look deeper,
你留意到神的心思并不是在乎会幕给人侵入。
You will see a deeper into the heart of God. The fact is, He is not focused on the fact He does not want someone to go into the tabernacle.
神是在乎不让人做这样愚昧的事情，是招致神的击打。
But it is the fact that God is mindful of man that they would not do something so foolishly that they would be struck by God.
所以说的清楚一点。
To be very clear,
利未人围绕着会幕来安营，乃是为着保护以色列人。
The fact that the Levites encamped around the tabernacle, in fact, it was for the protection of the Israelites.
而保护他们在神的赐福和纪念的
It is to protect them under the blessing and the remembrance of God.
而不至因着人的愚昧而招惹神的怒气。
That they would not, for the sake of their own foolishness, to bring about the wrath of God.
当我们留意到这个守门的这一个很实际的那个功用的。
Therefore, when we take note of the very practical function of a gatekeeper,
我们就看到一个问题来了。
We'll see an issue then.
你说怎么可能是可拉的后代来承担这个责任？
You may question why is it that the descendants of Korah can have such a heavy responsibility?
他们的祖宗有悖逆神的历史。
Their ancestors have this history of rebelling against God.
他们怎么可以摆在这个做守门的这个位置上？
How is it you can place them in this important position of a gatekeeper?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
一面你看见神的怜悯不因父而牵连子。
On the one hand, we can see the mercy of God not because of the transgression of the Father that it will go upon the Son.
虽然罪性是有遗传的。
Even though the sinful nature is inherited,
但是罪行神却不因着祖宗有过失，子孙也要担待。
But the sinful deeds would not be because of the transgression of the forefathers that it will come upon the descendants.
在人这种事情是很寻常。
With man, this is very common.
但在神，神不做这样的事。
With God, God does not act in that way.
在神的鉴察里，人是对就是对。
In the examination of God, if man is correct, they are correct.
人不对就是不对。
If man is not correct, they are not correct.
父亲吃了 酸葡萄，儿子的牙给酸倒了，这个不是神的心思。
If, for example, the father eats sour grapes, then it would ruin the teeth of the son. That is not correct.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那然后弟兄，我们岔出去了一些了，我们回来。
We've gone outside a little bit. We'll come back.
那除了看门的以外
，aside from the gatekeepers,
no, 你又看到一个什么呢
？You will also see
28节
，verse 28。
利未人中有管理使用器皿的。
And certain of them had the charge of the ministering vessels.
这管理各种各样的物料的了，都是圣殿里边的。
They were in charge of all the vessels in the temple.
上面就说到管理陈设饼的，每安息日预备摆列的。
And then it records that they were in charge of the showbread of the things that were used in the sanctuary.
上边就提到是管理盘中烤的物，那是关乎数据的事情。
It also made mentions that they were in charge of the flour, and that is the matters for the burnt offering.
在上面你就看到用香料来做膏油的。
You can also see they were also in charge of the oil, the frankincense.
然后33节你就看到歌唱的。
And then in verse 33, you can see they were the singers.
这就是在神面前的服侍了。
That is also service before God.
他们昼夜供职，不做别样的工。
They were there day and night, doing no other work.
然后就说了。
And then it says,
以上都是立位著名的族长。
These chief fathers of the Levites were chief throughout their generations. These dwelt at Jerusalem. It mentions about dwelling in Jerusalem. In all of the recording of God, the focus is on those who serve in the temple. Before, it lightly mentions about those in the tribe of Judah.
然后就绝大部分的篇幅就说到圣殿里头的服事。
And then all the recording, the repetition is in the service of the temple.
那如果我们看见历代志是沿着这两根线来发展的。
Now, if we're able to see that the chronicles are following these two lines.
一个是国度，一个是圣殿。
One is the kingdom, one is the temple.
那么弟兄姊妹，你能看到一件事。
Then brothers and sisters, you can see one thing.
国度跟圣殿摆在一起的时候。
When the kingdom is placed together with the temple.
哪一个比重是要大一点？
Which one is a greater emphasis?
很显然你看。
Very evidently, you can see.
圣殿的比重是大。
It is more leaning toward the temple.
我们也晓得。
We also know.
国度是表达神的权柄。
The kingdom represents the authority of God.
但是圣殿呢?
But the temple,
圣殿是表达神的所事。
The temple expresses who God is,
特别是说他是配受敬拜的那一位。
Especially the fact that he is the one who is worthy of worship.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到。
Brothers and sisters, we can see.
神在地上做工的目的。
The purpose of God's work on earth,
他并不在乎建立他自己的权势。
He is not focused on the fact to establish his own authority.
因为全地都是他的。
Because all the land is his.
整个宇宙都是他的。
It is all the universe is his.
人承认或是人不承认。
Whether the fact man acknowledge it or not,
根本不能影响神这一个事实。
Does not influence this fact.
因为万有都是根据他。
Because all is by him.
依靠他。
It is for him.
也归于他。
It is also to him.
但神所重视的呢?
But what God is focused on.
是他在地上或是说特别是在地上的人的中间人给他一个什么的地位。
It's focused on the fact on earth, especially on the people of the land in what position that they honor God with.
而不是说神在那里贪恋一个地位。
It is not that God is desiring to gain such a position.
而是因为神的地位如果是很明显的给接受。
But the fact is, if God's position is clearly acknowledged,
和不给接受。
Or not acknowledged,
所引出来的在万有里头的那个结果是非常非常不一样的。
It brings about an extremely different result that is manifested throughout the universe.
神乐意要让他自己的荣耀的丰满充满在万有里头成为万有的那一个享用。
God is so willing for the riches of his glory to fill all in all so thatEverything can enjoy it.
神不甘心万有里面的那个悖逆的心思引进万有要乐在一个毁灭的结局。
God is not willing for those thoughts of rebellion that will bring about the destruction of all things.
弟兄姊妹，这个是神心思里面很明显的那个表达。
Brothers and sisters, this is something very evident of the expression of God's heart.
那所以 我们就看到当神的这个做工的日记摆出来的时候
Therefore, we're able to see now in this daily journal expressed by God
神重视国度和立位
God is
和圣殿
God is focused on the kingdom and the temple
因为国度是把人带回神的面前
Because the kingdom brings people, man, back before God.
但是圣殿
But the temple
是让人在那里毫无保留地承认神是一切
It's for man to be able to, without any reservation, confess the fact that God is all.
啊，我们是在感谢主
Indeed, we thank the Lord.
那现在呢我们就注意了
Now we can take note
那到了耶路说到耶路撒冷的居住的人的这个记载
When we speak on the recording of those who dwelt in Jerusalem
那几乎整个来说是以利未人为主体
As a whole in general it is focused on the Levites
我们绝对的相信
We can absolutely believe
住在耶路撒冷里头的人人口
the population that dwelt in Jerusalem
绝对的要比利未人的人口多上好多好多好多倍
The vast majority of the population that dwelt in Jerusalem is so much greater than the population of the Levites
但神没有记录那些其余的人口
But God did not record the other population
连王的人口连王族的人那个人口也不是也不摆在那里。
Even the population of the kings were not placed in this recording.
神确实用了很多的字句来记录圣殿里边的服事。
Yet God used so much repetition to record the service that takes place in the temple.
那我们就看到了一个很明显的事实。
Then we see something very clear.
神一切的工作
All the work of God
乃是为了显明他的自己
It is in order to manifest himself
那我们回过头来看
If we look back
创世纪里边神造人的时候神所宣告的
In Genesis when God created man he proclaimed
我们常常都提神这一个宣告
We always make mention of this proclamation of God
因为这个宣告是非常重要的
Because this proclamation is extremely important.
不能忽略的。
It cannot be neglected.
这一个宣告一个就是人是照着神的形象被造。
This proclamation one is that man was created in God's own image.
另外一个就是神把管理的权柄委托给人。
The other part of the proclamation is God delegated the authority for man to rule over all things.
这两个事情摆在一起。
When these are placed together,
比如说你很清楚地看到
Brothers and sisters, you can see one thing very clearly.
虽然神说的话就是那么几句
Even though the words of God are only those sentences.
但是你很清楚看
But very clearly you can see.
那个重点是在神的形象
The focus is on the image of God.
神委托神的权柄给人仍然是为着要显明神的形象
The delegated authority from God is also in order to manifest the image of God.
而我们感谢神
We thank God.
那现在我们看到神在以色列的列国的那个带领
Now we're able to see the guidance of God upon the nation of Israel in his daily journal.
很重很重的来点明那个圣殿里头的服事
Very heavily it points out the service that takes place in the temple.
那说完了这么一些。
After this is all done.
好了，弟兄姊妹，现在就又进入那个主题去了。
Now,
另外一个主题去了。
Now then, it will enter into another topic.
这个是什么呢
？What is that?
耶路撒冷住在耶路撒冷的说完了。
After those who dwelt in Jerusalem are finished.
如果按照人来看
If man looks at it
好像有点没头没脑的
It doesn't seem to flow
因为啪的一下
Because immediately
35节
Verse 35
就提到住在基遍的人。
It mentions about those who dwell in Gibeon.
那怎么会提到在住在基遍的人呢？
Now why did it take this turn? Those who dwelled in Gibeon.
你看下去的时候，
But when you read on,
你发觉一件事情，
You discover one thing.
说到住在基遍的人，
When it mentions about dwelling in Gibeon,
和第八节第八章末了的时候是一个重复的记载。
It's actually a repetition of the recording in chapter 8.
因为这个记载 在第八章里边已经说了一遍了。
Because this recording already was mentioned in chapter 8.
现在第九章的末了又再说一遍。
And now at the end of chapter 9, it mentions it again.
虽然是增加一点点。
Even though it may add a little bit.
但是基本上的主要的内容完全一样。
But basically, the major content is the same.
那为什么？
Why?
如果我们稍微注意一下，
If we someone take note,
我们就可以领会得到。
Then we'll understand.
从35节开始，
Starting with verse 35,
那就是神做工的日记，就转回神的百姓的国权的起头。
The daily journal of the work of God now has shifted to focus on the national power of the people of God.
因为底下的这一个就是带出扫罗嘛。
Because the recording now from verse 35 on brings about Saul.
就是带到扫罗。
It brings into Saul.
因为接下去
Because when you continue on,
你看到第十章,
you see chapter 10,
就说到扫罗的结局,
speaks of the end result of Saul.
35节,
verse 35,
就引起扫罗的起头,
it gives us the origin of Saul.
第十章,
chapter 10,
就说到扫罗的结局,
tells us the end of Saul.
那不管扫罗怎么样,
regardless of how Saul is,
如果从神的百姓的立国的历史来说,
if we stand on the footing of the history of the kingdom of Israel,
扫罗总是第一个王,
regardless, Saul was the very first king.
虽然这个王在神的工作的日记的里边我们看到神并不承认他。
Now, even though this king is someone who God does not acknowledge in the work of God,
虽然神同意，
Even though God agreed to it,
但是神并不承认他。
But God never acknowledged him.
所以提到这个神的百姓的那个国权的开始，虽然神不承认他，但是在人的历史的里面，他是有他一定的那个位置。
Even though God never acknowledged this person in the history of the rise of the power of kingdom amongst Israel, this person in history itself has that position.
我们看到第十章，
When we see chapter 10,
几乎是把撒母耳记上末了的那两章的事情和撒母耳记上下第一章的事情浓缩的在这里述说一遍。
We can say chapter 10 is a very condensed version of the end of 1 Samuel and the beginning of 2 Samuel, and it repeats itself here.
但是你很显然地看到一件事。
But very clearly you can see.
那这个是历代志的一个特点。
This is a special characteristic of Chronicles.
那个特点就是说，
That special characteristic is that
很多历史上的事件，
all the events that take place in history,
只是看见那个历史的表面的过程。
In the other historical recordings, you see the surface that takes place in history.
你不太容易看见那个历史为什么发生。
You cannot easily see why that history takes place.
但是在历代志里边呢，
But,
这个事情就不住很经常的给我们留意到。
But in the Chronicles, it repeatedly gives us the reason why this happened.
神不单是给我们去看到历史的过程，
God does not only show us the historical event,
神也很清楚地给我们看到那个历史的原因，发生的原因。
God also clearly tells us the reason for that historical event.
现在扫罗的事情出来了，
Now this matter of Saul appears.
他是给兴起来做王，
He was risen to be king.
那是人把他轰出来的，
Because he got the support of man.
神是 允许他们这样做。
God allowed for them, permitted for them to do this.
但是神并不承认他是在神的工作的计划里头的。
But God never acknowledged the fact that Saul was in the plan of God's work.
那既然不是出于神的，
if it is not from God,
那个结果当然也就是一个很不愉快的结局。
Of course, the end result then would not be a happy one at all.
因为没有神的应许，也没有神的祝福在里头。
Because it does not have the agreement of God and does not have the blessing of God.
所以扫罗在历代志里边所记载的就是他怎么战死。
Therefore, in the recording of Chronicles, it shows us how Saul died in battle.
也同时指出他为什么会。
It also tells us the very reason why this happened to him.
不但是他死,
not only did he die,
连他全家都死,
even his entire house,
连那个好人约拿丹也都与他一块死,
even the good man Jonathan died with him.
弟兄姊妹, 神就在这里指出,
brothers and sisters, God points forth here,
所以败亡,
the decline.The destruction of the house of Saul.
为什么?
Why?
弟兄姊妹你留意
Brothers and sisters, pay attention verse 13.
他这样扫罗死了。
So Saul died.
因为他干犯耶和华，没有遵守耶和华的命令，又因他求问交鬼的妇人，没有求问耶和华，所以耶和华使他被杀，把国归于耶西的儿子大卫。
Because of his transgression which he committed against the Lord, even against the word of the Lord, which he kept not, and also for asking counsel of one that had a familiar spirit to inquire of it, and inquire not of the Lord, therefore he slew him and turned the kingdom unto David, the son of Jesse.
So, 弟兄姊妹，你看到，当神这样来记述整个以色列人从进迦南开始一直到建立国度为止。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you're able to see the history of the Israelites entering into the land of Canaan and their history of developing into a kingdom.
神是怎么看他的百姓所经过的事。
This is a recording of God's view on all the events of his people.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们看到神这样来记下他工作的日记。
We can see this is the way in which God records his daily journal.
他并不重视那个历史的过程是怎么样。
He is not focused on the history itself.
他所重视的乃是国度和圣殿这两个事情怎么给显明出来。
What God is focused on is the fact how is these two things, the kingdom and the temple, being brought about.
在列王记上面你看不到这些事情。
In Kings, you do not see these events.
虽然都是同说那些历史的事。
Even though it speaks of the same history.
但是在列王记你没有那么清楚地看到这两条线在神的记录里头显出来。
But in Kings, you do not see very evidently these two lines.
我们以后看下去的时候我们很清楚地看到整个事情是如何在神的工作日记里头给记录下来。
Later on, when we continue on, we will see even more clearly how it's recorded in the daily journal of God.
一面给我们看到神怎么来看地上所发生的事。
On the one hand, it shows us what God's view is on the earthly events.
另一面乃是神让我们知道神要怎样领着他名下的人朝着他的那个永远的旨意来行走。
On the other hand, it also shows us how God will lead his people in the direction of his eternal will.
我预先给弟兄姊妹们提一点，你注意的时候，你读你自己也很容易能了解。
I will first make this point known to brothers and sisters so that when you read it, you'll easily understand.
列王记跟历代志的末了都是说到犹大被掳。
The recording at the end of Kings and Chronicles speaks of the same fact of the captivity of Judah.
但是历代志的末了最末了呢，你只看见犹大王 在被掳之地给恩待。
But at the end of Chronicles, you can only see the fact of the recording that the king of Judah was dealt graciously in the land of captivity.
但是在列王记里头，你就看不见犹大还有前途。
But at the end of the recording of Kings, you do not even see a future for Judah.
但是你看历代志的时候呢？
But when you read Chronicles,
历代志的最末了是什么？
What is the end of the Chronicles?
是古列王下令让他们回国重建圣殿。
It is the recording of King Cyrus who gave the decree that they will return to the land to build the temple.
用这样你就看得很清楚。
Then, brothers and sisters, you can see very clearly.
这两卷都是记载同样的历史，
These two books record the same history, yet the focus is so different.
在历代志，你看见人是没有前途。
In Kings, you see that there's no future for man.
但是在历代志，你看到神的旨意没有因着人的愚昧而有阻挡变更。
But in the Chronicles, you do not see that by the foolishness of man that the will of God will have any change or any hindrance.
那我们能抓住这一个点来看历代志，你就看到神的记载的那个目的在哪里。
Now, if you're able to grasp hold of this point, then you're able to see the focus of the recording of God.
虽然以色列的百姓他们的经历是有高有低，
even though the recording, the history, the condition of Israel has its ups and downs,
但是神那个国度的旨意是谁也阻挡不了。
But the will of the kingdom in the will of God, no one can hinder.
他是在出人意外的来成全他所要做的。
God will complete his work surpassing our thought or imagination.
所以在历代志的末了，你看到古列王。
Therefore, even at the end of the Chronicles, you see King Cyrus.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
他从前是怎样的带领他的百姓行走在他旨意里。
How in the past God had led his people to walk in his will.
现在也是同样的，带着他的教会行走在他
Likewise, today he leads the church to walk in his will.
我想我们今天晚上就停在这了。
I think we'll end here tonight.